It's 9:19 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We checked out music by, who did we check out? We checked out Mario and Lil Wayne with Tiger, main one. We also had DJ Carrot. And Rihanna and Bryson Tiller with Wild Thoughts.
Why Carrot?
Because of this the video that DJ Chinchilla just showed me. There's a skit on YouTube of a guy that that made a skit singing that song, Wild Thoughts. But yo, the way he...
DJ Carrot.
DJ Carrot it.
Oh, okay.
Carrot. Carrot. DJ Carrot. Linus Ebenezer was also on your radio, and now it's DJ KSB with Makhadzi. Now, usually around about this time, we bring you personalities that we gossip about and that we are obsessed about, and that are in our papers, that are on our TVs, and so on and so forth. But today we decided, listen, we're going to make it about one person and one person only, that's getting the whole of 2.something million people's hopes on her shoulders.
Yeah, 100%.
That is Jamila Nwiras. Now, Shekwan, we've been talking about Jamila for some time now.
Yes.
And we've been saying, look, support. Mm-hmm. We're doing that, okay? I think it's very visible. As a matter of fact,
absolutely.
Last night I was on different blogs.
Yeah.
On Facebook. What I mean by blogs, I just mean like their pages and so on and so on. And on TikTok as well and so on. And I found myself in this rabbit hole of just, it kept leading me to different pages.
Yeah.
And different accounts and so on. And everywhere you could see Namibians are full force out.
Yeah.
It's just Namibian flags. On all these blogs and all these platforms. So that's fantastic. So we've been supporting. That's
true,
one.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we said vote. Yesterday. We are voting.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Renata's doing a fantastic job. Renata and her team.
Yeah.
Of assembling all the money, streamlining the campaign, and
it's
getting those votes.
It's actually just her.
It's even just her, no?
Yeah.
Fantastic. You know what I mean? Oh. So, streamlined.
She got us to stage 11.
Explain to me, what does that mean?
Okay, so they sort of like hierarchies, right?
All right.
The more people vote, the more you elevate as a contestant, and the more you get noticed. So with her coming to stage 11 means that she's actually being recognized, and she's really on top there, right?
What's the top stage? What's the like...
The top tier? Not sure. Let me double check.
Okay, we'll
because the last time that I read on it, I thought like 9 was the highest.
Uh-huh.
But I do feel that maybe the more people vote, the more the tiers actually keep going up. Keep going up.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. You see, and those are the things that we don't know most.
Yeah.
Those are, and it's things like that we need to understand. And
true.
Hence the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the information campaign, even for that matter, to teach and to learn. And so I was wondering last night, as I was going through her things. Okay, fine. We are supporting. We are voting.
True.
But ain't like, what are the technicalities?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I'm sure there's some serious training behind the scenes that Jamila has gone through with the organization and with her team. There's actually some serious stuff that she has to do. You know, keep the smile or keep the shoulder or hands on the hip. I say, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Or, you know what I mean? Yo, I only have like primary school pageantry in my head. But like I say, smile.
It's a smile.
But this is a different level, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Hence why I had to bring in former Miss Namibia.
We are going to have a conversation with Odile Madeline. And she's going to break down for us, you know, as someone who's been there, actually, what exactly is going to make Jamila stand out a little bit more. How does she feel Jamila is going to perform from this point onwards? I mean, we know that she's visible. She's everywhere because we're really doing our part, right?
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. But let's hear from someone who's actually walked down that runway, who has experienced it for herself in 2010, on how this actually works out. Just give us a little bit of a debrief, if you will.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me. And I'm so proud of Jamila and what she's done thus far in the pageant. She's really shining. She is present. She is visible. And she is embodying Namibian women with pride, grace, and poise. And I'm so proud of her.
True.
What the judges are looking for, it's difficult to say when it comes to the technical sense, because they're looking for the type of woman that will embody what women today are, what they look like, what they feel, what they... how they speak, all of the above. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty detail, no one really knows what judges are looking for. It's a special formula. And what countries can do to the best of their ability is to put forward the best girl that they feel represents their country, but will also be able to represent the world on a global scale, which Jamila does have. And she is able to represent all of us, all women all around the globe, everywhere, because she knows what it feels like to be a woman in terms of pain, suffering, but also strength and moving forward and perseverance. When it comes to the runway, no one can touch Jamila, in my personal opinion. That woman has the most amazing walk. Her presence is phenomenal, and her confidence speaks louder than any other woman that I've met on the Miss Namibia stage. When it comes to the mental preparation, it's difficult because you're competing against other women that feel and look as beautiful as you do. So it's easy to compare yourself, but it's important to remember that comparison kills your creativity and it kills your individuality. So for anyone that's on stage, when it comes to a pageant, modeling, what have you, stay true to your power and your essence, which Jamila has been doing. So I believe that her mental preparation has been top-notch, and she really did the work to ensure that she stays strong and she represents us well. Sorry, last question. I'll send it in a separate book.
Well, she's going to respond to that in a bit.
Yeah.
But just what she said here now,
yeah,
the mental preparation.
Oh, wow, yes.
That has to be something.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you are on a world stage.
Yeah.
With 70 plus other women.
True.
From different parts of the world.
Mm.
All exceptionally beautiful.
Mm.
Smart. What? This one has done this. This one is a doctor. This
I
one
know, right?
Fights with crocodiles in the zoo or whatever.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
You never know.
You never know,
yes,
dude. So mental preparation, I'm just saying, but I am enough.
Yeah. No, it's very, very challenging. And it's true what she's also saying, that it's very easy, especially for us women, to compare ourselves to other women. Because a lot of the times you could be sure of yourself in your little space. But when you come in a space where there are so many other women, because also what it is there are a lot of beautiful bonds that are formed with competitions like this, you know?
True.
But also at the end of the day,
it's
a competition, hey? And you need to now be yourself, be authentic, but at the same time, make sure that you're standing out. But at the same time, make sure that you're being noticed by the judges. At the same time, you're competing against, it's a room full of like almost 80 women. You know what I mean? So let's just hope and pray that our girl really does stand out. She's standing out for us,
yeah,
even in Africa itself. So let's just hope that the judges actually get to see what we see,
yeah,
when we see and speak about Jamila.
Now, Odil went on to say,
so if we have to ask where to from here systematically for Namibian pageantry in the event that we do not win, it's difficult to say. Personally, there are quite a few individuals out there that feel that the pageant can improve with a few technical changes here and there. But at the end of the day, we just need to ensure that the women that we send to the international pageant represent us to the best of their ability.
That's true.
But before we send them, we need to ensure that we as a community, as an organization, and as a country, equip them with the right tools, the right mental stability, and also the right confidence to ensure that when she walks that stage, when she represents us, when she speaks, it is the essence of confidence, beauty, and Namibia. Jamila has done exceptionally well, and I do believe that she will place. I always have faith in our girls. I think perhaps because I'm biased and I'm Namibian like that.
Yes.
But I think Jamila will do amazingly well.
Thank you so much, Odil. I mean, she looked at something very important there. Systematically, what do we do going forward?
Yeah, yeah.
Improve here and there a little bit, she says. But all overall, Jamila can do very well.
Yeah. You know what? I think also, personally for me, what I've noticed, paying attention to just the Miss Namibia. Let's just start with Miss Namibia. Not even the night thereof where she was crowned, the building up to Miss Namibia, the crowning, you could see that this pageant is different in so many ways. This time around, NBC, under the leadership of Umbi and her team, Helit Beslid, they're going to go to every part of Namibia to look for talent. They didn't wait for the talent to come to them. Because, you know, most of the talent is disadvantaged.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to come to you since you can't come to me. They were in Chumkwe. They were where? They were parked in Mariental, in Kate Mountain, all of those things, you know. Come forward, come and apply, and all of those things, right? And you know what? A lot of people actually did come through.
Yeah.
And I actually did hear of someone. I can't remember her name on top of my head right now. But there's a girl that also made it very far. And she was found in Chumkwe.
Wow.
You know, just starting there and really paying attention to what Miss Namibia, the new organization, has done right now.
Yeah.
They have filled up so many gaps that we saw all these other years. And that's what I'm really proud of. By the way, if you go over to Miss Namibia, the Facebook page, right? I'm pretty sure it's on Instagram as well. She revealed our majestic Diamond Oryx national costume yesterday. Here comes Stans. Oh, Jamila is fine. Yeah. She comes with the cute little dimples. She has a little oryx thingy here.
Yeah.
Shield thingy. I don't know what it's called. And then she does the Namibia sign thingy with her hand.
Yeah, yeah.
She's so in tune and
incredible.
She's there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just amazed. 9:31 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Thank you to Odile also for just explaining a couple of things to
us. Absolutely.
But keep voting. But the voting is
closed. The voting is closed last night.
Just keep spamming these pages. Keep spamming them.
Yeah. Wherever you see a Miss Universe post, whatever it is, all you need to do is just put on the Namibian flag the comment section. That's it.
We've got Maroon 5 coming up, a bit of Rihanna, and maybe we'll squeeze in MJ's, the producer.
Hide and seek. A great game.